A group of Central Kentucky women are finding the road to recovery from substance use addiction can include different paths. Harvesting Hope is a relatively new program which is grounded in working the soil as part of recovery. It's a unique effort to help more than a dozen women achieve long-term sobriety. Just about a week ago, 16 residents of Richmond's Liberty Place Recovery Center participated in a graduation ceremony in Berea. They were recognized for completing Harvesting Hope. It's a 4-week program, splitting time in the classroom with time at Berea's urban farm. Richard Olson is the director of the 1.4-acre farm in Old Town Berea.
On the urban farm, we had an urban lot that was quite damaged in over different ways. And as we build up the soils and increase the number of plants and animals that are there, the people who work with us to do that, they're helping to heal the earth, but they are helping to heal themselves in the process by being part of that.
The Friday night event in Berea featured some light and lively activities, including a live auction of arts and crafts. But it also provided participants an opportunity for emotional reflection. Why are you crying?
They're happy tears. When I got to Liberty Place, I didn't know that living a different lifestyle was possible for me.
Angela Leisner from Northern Kentucky says she's getting her life back. Leisner says drug and alcohol addiction can erode trust. She says Harvesting Hope helps sow confidence in participants and farm leaders.
I loved it. It gave me a new experience. I was able to learn a lot about myself, learn more about how to manage my finances, if I wanted to possibly go down the route of being an entrepreneur and trying to start my own business, as long as also working on the farm and learning how to do stuff like that. So gave me some more accountability, some responsibility.
Rhonda Yarnell, who hails from Pikeville originally, said she was full of happiness and joy, something she had been searching for. Calling herself a chronic relapser, Yarnell said that didn't seem to make a difference on the farm, where she says everyone went about their day.
I got to help out with, it was called the Blitz, where we built raised beds for the community. I got to go to these people's houses and help set up these beds, and they would offer me in for drinks, tea, and it felt good to be a part of. They trusted me, and that meant a lot, just to be trusted again.
Yarnell was especially proud to have her family in Berea for the graduation ceremony. She said her sister hadn't spoken to her for 7 years. Yarnell said her stepdad hadn't talked to her for what she called the whole entire time. Yarnell says having her family there was meaningful because she had worked really hard to get to this point in her life. Yarnell and the other women from Liberty Place certainly made an impression on Berea Urban Farm Director Richard Olson.
They are some of the best workers I've ever had. They wanted to be there. They showed great creativity and initiative, and I'd hire most of them, most or all of them again if I could.
Harvesting Hope has been supported by a federal grant along with financial contributions from 21 individuals and businesses. Organizers hope to grow the program in 2020 to include women from other recovery centers. I'm Stu Johnson in Lexington.